For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. The three bidders vying to win the Dillon Stadium project spoke at a hearing Wednesday night at the Connecticut Convention Center in Hartford. Members of the public got a chance to speak as well. The Agents of Hail are Hartford City FC's supporters group. In usual agents fashion, the group came into a quiet hotel conference room beating drums and belting out melodic chants. Vice President Micah Kerr.
We have put blood, sweat into tears. We've traveled for watching games, and we don't want to give that up.
He supports the bid by Hartford City FC owner Aaron Sarwar because it's privately funded by the Sarwar family. They've pledged $400,000 of their own money to renovate Dillon. Kerr is not convinced that a competing bid from Bruce Mandel's Hartford Sports Group is the way to go. That's because its public-private partnership bid asks for $10 million in public money to rebuild the stadium.
They're asking for a city and a state to pay for every cent of stadium development at a time where it truly cannot afford it. And I think that the grassroots way is something that Hartford should probably try for a while.
Mandel's plan involves a United Soccer League team that would play 17 regular season home games at Dillon. His group would invest $7 to $10 million private dollars into operating the team. He'd also pay $125K a year to the city in rent. The USL is currently the second highest soccer league in the United States, just below Major League Soccer. Alyssa Peterson is a resident in Hartford South End. She doesn't have a dog in the fight, but she says she was most impressed with Mandel's call for more money to be put into the stadium.
That's the most important thing, is getting this stadium fixed for Hartford use. I think they are the vehicle to do it.
Peterson has a different reason to be wary. She did not like how things went with the Hartford Stadium Authority and Dunkin' Donuts Park.
We had so much negativity around the way the Stadium Authority was financed. If you use the statutes right and you do true revenue bonds, that's the way to go.
Civic Mind Studios founder TJ Clinch also presented his bid. It calls for a rebuild in phases based on the needs of the community and multiple stadium tenants, not just one. Phase one includes a $1.5 million private investment. Clinch says if he were to go further, he'd need $5 million more. The city could receive a recommendation by the Capital Regional Development Authority on the Dillon Stadium revamp by Thanksgiving. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.